What kind of phone would it be for a funky phone? A funky looking phone?
Different.
Just different. Distinct.
Yes.
You ever heard about, if you said so-and-so smell kind of funky, what would that mean?
Smell bad.
What about the stuff that you could make with the meat from a hog's head?
Meat that you make from a hog's brain?
Might not necessarily be just the brains.
Pork rinds or something like that?
Have you ever heard of souse?
No.
Or hogshead cheese?
I haven't heard of hogshead cheese.
Do you know what it was?
No, I thought that was just the name of cheese.
Okay. Be warned. All right, do you know of anything that you could, any kind of dish you can make by grinding and cooking hog liver?
No.
Okay, you wouldn't call that liver sausage or liverwurst or anything?
Liverwurst.
You're familiar with that?
Yes.
This is kind of gross, but have you ever heard of people making anything out of hog blood?
Stink bait.
Stink, oh. Yeah, but I mean something you could eat besides a catfish.
No.
Okay. You hadn't heard of blood pudding or black pudding?
No.
Okay. Have you ever heard of anything called scrapple?
Scrabble?
Scrapple.
No.
Made out of juice from the head cheese and cornmeal and hog meat mixed together and cooked.
Don't want to hear about it either.
Doesn't sound too palatable. What about thick sour milk that women use?
Buttermilk.
Okay. Anything besides that? Mm. Have you ever heard of clabber?
No.
Clabbered milk? Okay. And this stuff that people who are on diets like to eat, this white...
Cod cheese.
Yeah. And if a man had just milked his cows and he wanted to get some of the impurities out, he might take a fine wire mesh and do what to the milk?
Drain it.
Do what?
Drain it.
All right, another word?
Separate it.
That rhymes with drain?
Strain.
Yeah. He's going to do what to the milk?
Strain.
Okay. And this is a dessert that's usually made in a deep dish with maybe apple slices or peach slices with a crust on it?
Pudding or cobbler.
What kinds can you have?
Peach cobbler, cherry cobbler, blackberry cobbler, raspberry.
Okay. All right, this kind of fill in the blank here. Somebody has a good appetite, you might say, well, he sure likes to put away his...
food.
Okay, anything else?
Supper, whatever he's eating.
Would you ever say vittles?
Yes, vittles.
Would you have a name for any kind of liquid that you might pour on a pudding for taste? Maybe the liquid's made out of milk or cream and sugar, nutmeg, that kind of thing?
Like just a topping.
Okay. Would you ever call something like that either a gravy, a dip, a sauce, any of those?
For a pudding?
Yeah. The liquid is kind of sweet.
No.
No. Okay. All right. Now, if you eat something between regular meals, you say you're having a...
snack.
Okay. And this verb, you know, you get up early in the morning and you go breakfast.
Eat.
Yeah. I got up and I...
ate.
And I've already...
eaten.
Okay. If you were going to make... if you were going to prepare some coffee... you would say that I think I'll go into the kitchen and...
make.
Just make, okay. And if you were thirsty, you might go to the sink and pour yourself a what?
Glass. Water. Something.
A what?
Glass. Pour yourself a glass.
Glass of what?
Water.
Okay. Let's say if you accidentally dropped the glass, it's going to what?
Break.
Yeah, you dropped it and it...